Shalom, this is Yoav Ben Emet again with the Torah Watchman podcast channel. Hope everyone has been well. I hesitated to present this podcast because people get tired of hearing about these things. The title of this podcast edition, unfortunately, is Get Ready to Mask Up Again, not for COVID-19, not for SARS-CoV-2, but for the Delta variant. I mentioned this a little bit in a previous podcast. Again, I hope everyone who is wanting to take this vaccine has done so, and hope you're feeling great about that decision. But please respect those people for religious reasons and other reasons. Maybe they're just concerned about the after effects of that. Those people are still riding on the fence post and whether or not they're going to be vaccinated. Okay? Now, this Orthodox Jew here is for vaccines. I am for being vaccinated, okay? There's a risk you have to consider, and even in business, you have to consider risk of status quo versus doing something a little bit different, or doing something, having a paradigm shift and doing something incredibly, significantly different. Okay, there's a risk in everything in our lives, right? Now, I've always said before, I've had both of the vaccines that Montgomery County and Maryland has recommended for Pfizer, okay? Pfizer was one of the first companies that took the risk and created this emergency experimental vaccine, followed by Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and others there too. There's others as well, but that's the three main companies that are providing these vaccinations worldwide. Now, what the CDC is getting ready to do, and usually they leak out news to get people ready for it, okay? Because they want to protect the President of the United States. Why? Because in the CDC, you know, it's a division of the federal government. It's actually part of the NIH, by the way, the National Institute of Health, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, they're getting ready to make a major decision. This decision, folks, is not going to sit well with a majority of Americans that have taken the chance, taken the risk to get this vaccine despite their initial concern about it. Yes, some people have died from taking this vaccine. But to be fair and honest with you, some people have died taking the flu vaccine, okay? They are inactive ingredients in every vaccine, and they're active ingredients. There's four primary ingredients. I'm not going to call them out. They're hard to pronounce. And say the Pfizer vaccine there. They are emulating what they found in the SARS-CoV-2 virus molecule, essentially. There's something called a spike protein. It's the first thing that registers when that COVID virus infects you, your body. Antibodies are naturally occurring substances, chemical substances that are occurring in everyone's bloodstream. You hear about white corpuscles increasing anytime there's a disease, like shortly after having surgery. That's something a doctor has to check your white count. That's what that means. But there's other things called antibodies. They actually target and attack anything they consider that's alien to that bloodstream, alien to that body, for whoever that human being is, and is differentiated based on that person, based on demographics and genetics too, because antibody response and immune response is different based on age factors, based on demographics, based on genetics, all kinds of factors. For instance, children are not susceptible for a large number of the severe cases that we saw in the past year, in which more than 600,000 people lost their lives. Admittedly, more people than 600,000 have lost their lives in car accidents, heart attacks, and cancer. Just want to put that out. But the Delta variant is getting a lot of people afraid, and I wonder if they're getting afraid for nothing. First of all, if you've been fully vaccinated, you really do not have a scientifically sound reason to be afraid, and we don't like the words, it's all negative, fear, a worry, dread, stress, all that adrenaline and everything, high blood pressure, all of this, all this fear factor, you know, so-called flight and fear, or fear and flight, or whatever. This is what happens when people are taking a vaccination and they know it has not been vetted over years, like traditionally most vaccines would have taken 5 to 7 years before the CDC and FDA would have approved it for Americans, because most vaccinations that are very new and have never been developed before go through animals, you know, like monkeys and mice and other things like this. Since this was an emergency, like get it out and get her done, you know, they had to bypass all of this and use human beings for trial clinical studies. So if they can say out of this population, 10,000 people had this vaccine and 1% of the 10,000 people didn't work too well. The FDA to this day can pull Pfizer, can pull Johnson & Johnson, can pull Moderna if it starts having a lot of side effects, cost-benefit analysis, folks. If more people are having a more negative impact by having one or more of these vaccines across demographics than not having a vaccine at all, they would consider pulling it, okay? There's some things you can trust in this society, even in the United States and America with a government, and there's some things, a lot of things, you cannot trust. Understand the truth as it is on the landscape. Bureaucrats, political activists that are all very liberal, very left on the spectrum of conservatism per se, whatever, to each their own, but these people have an insidious political agenda that they're driving home of control, okay? You know how New York City was during the lockdown. You know about Cuomo, the governor there. You know about everyone else there that were working together to take control and take advantage of the emergency, unconstitutional things that they were doing to be able to control people's behavior. The mask is a psychological system of control. That's what it is. Why am I saying this? Okay, the World Health Organization is the ultimate division out there, worldwide consortium of hospitals and clinics throughout the world. Some of the best minds that go in that. Unfortunately, the World Health Organization, WHO, is managed heavily, I would say 13-15% by the Communist Party. It's also managed and run by many companies, many countries that hate Israel, okay? A lot of Islamic countries out there. I'm not saying Islamic countries are bad or good or bad. I'm saying there's a lot of Islamic countries that donate to WHO that do not like the Jew very much. It is what it is. And they have a political agenda too. Being human is to have a political agenda. I'm sorry. You cannot escape politics. Politics is found in the life of even the wisest old king, King Solomon, okay? Not germane. But back to the Delta variant. I heard today on Breitbart News, you can look it up for yourself. You don't trust me. CDC is getting ready to have a turnaround. On a previous statement, it says if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. Now they're saying in some cases in indoors, you're going to have to wear a mask whether you're vaccinated or not. So you may have to ask yourself, there's only about 54% of all Americans that have been vaccinated at all with any of these three vaccination companies, okay? And it's pretty much stalled. Why is it stalling? Why is it stalling? Because they're beginning not to trust the health professionals that have been hired and paid for their taxpayer dollars to protect us and make honest, grounded, scientific decisions for our health and welfare. It's about trust, folks. It's about who do you trust? Yes, this Delta variant is exactly that. It has a larger building factor. In other words, more people can get infected from this variant than the previous COVID-19. That's all they're saying. It does not mean it's more deadly than the original COVID-19. SARS-CoV-2 is the main COVID coronavirus virus out there. But then you have Alpha, Beta, Charlie, and then Delta. You have these different variants. All viruses mutate. Again, this is why you take a seasonal flu shot. They make an educated guess. They put three different variants of that influenza flu virus that's predominant, originates in China. Yeah, yeah. Does anything come from China? That's good. Anyway, they have variants. So in other words, it's logical to assume that you will have to get a booster shot because you have a baseline of antibodies already to protect you against COVID. So a booster shot would give you that extra antibodies that's missing, or that gap in your antibodies in your bloodstream that you do not have for that Delta variant, or you know how many letters you have in alphabet and keep on going on. But the problem is here in our culture, and America is a free society where every individual has protected rights in a U.S. Constitution. It's not that way in Israel, by the way, in other countries that are socialists. But they're saying that even if you did the due diligence, accepted that level of risk and had the vaccination, you will be punished still and not rewarded by having to wear a mask, okay? If I have to wear a mask, please tell me what type of mask is scientifically proven to protect me from disease. They will not tell you that. They don't care. As long as you're covering your nose and mouth with a piece of paper, they don't care. They may say 2-ply, 3-ply cloth is better than paper masks. They are saying, scientifically proven, that masks help to mitigate and prevent and minimize infection in a hospital and clinical setting. Listen, the grade of masks they make for doctors and nurses, God bless them, is not the same grade and standard that you can buy on Amazon, unless you want to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars for this medical grade, FDA approved mask, and they have N95 and other ones out there that's like a respirator mask or whatever. I hope we're not getting to this point anymore. I know that governors and mayors and red states like Florida, Governor DeSantis and the governors in Texas and Alabama and Louisiana and Arkansas, Mississippi, and many other states are saying no to this out of control federal government that's controlling every single thought and process. Is listen, a lot of people are that used to trust the way our government interoperates. I'm not saying I'm anti-government. I'm not an anarchist. I'm just saying certain people in our federal agencies, based on their behavior and decision making, causes you to either trust them more in their decision making or not trust them more. If they're lying to you and they're proven to lie to you, like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a criminal referral against him for lying to a member of Congress. And he's the one is telling CDC, hey, maybe you should get ready to mask up. They're thinking about the fall. The folks are thinking about spring and everything else. So just get ready. You may want to get Amazon, and I'm not pushing Amazon or any other company, Walmart, whatever, Ace Hardware sales masks too. You may want to go ahead and start boxing up a lot of masks, ordering Lysol wipes and all this. We're going back through this hell again because of this government's interest and fear factor. If you can make someone afraid, who is an authority figure, if they can make you afraid, they can control your behavior, okay? This is what it's about. You can see what's happened in Venezuela and El Salvador and Colombia and all those other failed states in Latin America, and that triangle down there. You can, that's why all those people want to leave there. That's why people want to leave Cuba, because these failed socialist states. This is what happened. Listen, I'm sorry to give you bad news. I'm already preparing myself and my family to get my mask out, buy a new mask or whatever. You know, wear a mask responsibly. Don't wear it all. I mean, there's cases where children being forced to wear masks. They're a disease factory. They're a bacteria farm, a bacteria. Some teachers have actually submitted these masks secretly to a clinical facility where a nurse can test the bacteria. And people have actually called legionary disease from filthy, dirty masks. This is what happens, okay? This is what happens. Tell me, federal government, Dr. Fauci, CDC, FDA, what mask is proven by science to help the common Joe Blow out in the field right now who's not a hospital professional. Tell me what mask was scientifically proven to help me from catching a disease. Yeah, by culture in Japan, they wear masks. It's about honor system. They think it's dishonorable to sneeze or cough in front of people's faces. I've been in Japan for 3.5 years and they wore masks. I respect them. Anytime you saw someone wearing a mask, you knew they were not a bank robber and you knew they were probably sick and you want to stay away from them, right? And they probably have gloves on too. Listen, don't be paranoid through any of this. Let your hope be in Hashem, Psalms chapter 27. Don't let your heart be troubled. Trust only in the Lord your God. Yoav Ben Emet signing out. That's all this Jew has to say about this. Please go to YouTube and check out my videos, and please share. If you click a website button on Anchor, or when you go to Google and search Yoav Ben Emet podcast, that takes you straight to my website on YouTube. There's also an opportunity for you to donate 99 cents per month for contributions, and this money will go to non-profit, it will go to charity, it will go to things like my daughter's education, it will go to things that help out other people. God bless you, take care, Yoav Ben Emet signing out.